morning, friends. Does anyone have a big day coming up tomorrow? Anything new and exciting that you'll be doing? Maybe like going to school and starting a new grade. Now, I know that things don't look exactly normal for tomorrow's first day of school, but God is always on time with His messages to us. Here's what we can learn from today's scriptures. In this morning's scripture from Psalm, it says, "Let all the peoples praise you, and may God continue to bless us." So no matter where you're going to school tomorrow, maybe you're just going to school at your kitchen table, or maybe here at Trinity, or another care center, or maybe you're going to your actual school building. No matter where your school is, we can and should praise God and thank Him for school. Not all children in the world have the chance to go to school, and although that may sound great to you, school is a gift and it really puts you on the right track to a better life as you get older. School will help you to become the doctor, teacher, lawyer, and astronaut that you want to be. Today's scripture from Matthew made me think of this saying, "You are what you eat." But Jesus is actually telling his disciples that that's not the case. Instead, I hear him saying, "You are what you say." He explains that whatever is in your heart is what comes out of your mouth. So if you have love, joy, peace, kindness, and gentleness, all those fruits of the Spirit that I love, if that's what's in your heart, then that's what will come out of your mouth. And those wonderful things will point other people to Jesus. But if you have hatred, meanness, or evil in your heart, then that's what's going to come out when you speak, and people will see that too, and that won't point them to Jesus. So what does this have to do with the beginning of school tomorrow? Well, in Trinity tradition, let's have a blessing of the backpacks and see if we can tie it all together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know that you go before us in our colleges, in our elementary, middle, and high schools, in our homes, and in childcare centers, all of which are striving to provide the best education and learning experience that they can during these challenging days. Help us to replace worry with praise and let all the peoples praise you and trust you. Help us to work together as a community, speaking love and life to each other, and offering encouragement rather than criticism. We ask you to hold our students in the palm of your mighty hands, offering them protection and guidance as they begin a new and different school year, some as students in new schools, and some as students in their last years at their school. Please hold our teachers, staff, administrators, and professors in your loving embrace, giving them extra patience, perseverance, and creativity for the challenge ahead. And lastly, we lift up all the families, parents and guardians and grandparents that will be taking on new roles. Help them to be supportive and encouraging to both their students and their students' teachers. Help us to speak positivity to each other, and offer goodness and kindness to each other. Protect us from COVID and keep us safe. In your precious Son's name we pray. Amen.